Attacks on Christians in Indonesia provoke concern. Kenya suffers from famine. Believers are mobilized. And a teachers' forum helps community ministry in Bosnia. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Indonesia, where attacks against the minority Christians are on the rise. A New Year's bomb blast in a Christian region reignited fears of more sectarian bloodshed. Open Doors Ministries' Carl Muller says the trouble comes from a militant minority.
In most cases, we see that the Muslim fundamentalists are claiming that Christianity is growing too fast and must be resisted with force. Sometimes they use political pressure to restrict the freedoms of Christians, and sometimes they use violence. But we're understanding right now that the church is also stressed over these issues, both politically and emotionally.
Muller believes the situation will purify the church in Indonesia.
When persecution comes, Christians must reawaken their faith. They must re-understand why they believe what they believe and whether or not they will suffer for Christ. We have seen growth in the church. We have seen this creating an environment for growth. But we also recognize that it comes at a terrible price for the Christians that are there.
Next, as the Russian government continues to curb religious freedom in Russia, the Moscow Evangelical Christian Seminary is concerned. The seminary is supported by OMS International in the U.S. Former OMS President J.B. Krause says visas of two missionary couples have been denied, and there are other rumors.
There's been a lot of talk about there can be no more money sent in to sponsor students and that type of thing. And you know the economy in Russia, and you know how difficult it is for students to get a theological education. And so we're concerned about that, and we're not just sure how that's going to play out.
The seminary's associate provost, Sasha Sutzerov, says if foreign funding is eliminated, it would make theological education almost impossible for Russians.
The number of students that we have is majorly defined by the number of scholarships that we have. I mean, an average income in Russia in certain provinces would be about $2,000 a year, and on that money, you just don't go to a school.
You're listening to Mission Network News. World Vision teams are working to address a raging food shortage in Kenya, where over 2.5 million people face starvation. Teams are already working in five of the hardest hit areas with food distribution as well as recovery projects. The region has experienced a crop failure of roughly 60%. Kenyan believers and churches are partnering with World Vision to meet both physical and spiritual needs. Meanwhile, the Engedi Resource Center is advancing Bible study by looking at the land and culture of the Bible. Engedi's executive director, Bruce Okuma, says Engedi refers to the oasis in Israel's southern desert.
There, water springs out of the ground and it comes to life. And we want that to be a picture of our ministry in terms of exposing people to the richness of Scriptures, bringing the life, the living water of the Bible to their personal life.
Nearly 2,000 people in 35 countries receive their Bible studies via email. Okuma says they just began reaching out in more practical ways through installing water purification units in Africa through Water Missions International.
They were looking for a ministry component so that these units could be installed in the name of Jesus Christ and that it could be used as not only humanitarian aid but also an opportunity to share the love of God with those who may not have been exposed to that.
And World Hope International recently hosted a teacher mentoring team in Bosnia. Along with encouragement and ministry, the team's fourth venture into Leave No included a specialist in children's literature and an elementary counting and math expert. The teacher mentoring team brought lots of supplies to be used in the local classrooms. The idea behind their work is that communities are transformed when the power of Christ works through the local faith community to bring change. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is making available Rick Warren's Ministry Toolbox, a weekly newsletter that helps church leaders guide congregations into better health in worship, fellowship, discipleship, ministry, and evangelism. It's free. Sign up by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.